You know you're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey ladies, you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Hey ladies. How y'all doing? You miss me? Honey, let me tell you something. This motherfucking retrograde has been kicking my ass, alright? I don't know about y'all, but yeah, she's definitely kicking my ass, okay? Shorty was like, she getting it popping over here. She's definitely getting it popping over here. But, so, let's get into today's episode. I hope y'all can hear me because I know the sound has been really low lately. I'm working on it. I think I sound better than I did before, though. So yeah, today's episode is entitled, Be Your Authentic Self, okay? And y'all know, I don't think I need to tell y'all where it come from, because clearly it came from moi, because the bitch, every time y'all slide in my DMs, y'all be like, I love your podcast, like I ain't fucked with you, we in the spot, that's my shit. Every time y'all say I fucked with you or whatever, I'll be like, thank you for accepting me, you know, letting me be my authentic self, no matter how crazy that may be, because let me tell you something, honey, y'all know I got a whole lot of personality, okay, yeah, it gets clashed around these parts, period, so I definitely always tell y'all, like, thank you for, you know, accepting me as my authentic self, so I feel like that is something that we need to talk about today, because I know that school is coming back around, okay, you can bring it around town. School is coming back around, and a lot of the girls are going to school. They know who they are, okay, period. Going back to school, whatever, and just in life in general, even if you're not in school right now, we are around other people, and believe it or not, we let other people's opinions dictate what the fuck we gonna do and who the fuck we gonna be, period. We do. Not me, but some of y'all. And we gonna change that shit today. Okay, so you just have to be your authentic self and be okay with who you are, okay, and live you, okay, to the fullest, be you to the fullest. So let's get into some things, shall we? So what does being your authentic self look like, right? I know that's what y'all thinking. Okay, being your authentic self looks like owning who the fuck you are, okay? We talked about owning our insecurities. Today, we're going to talk about owning who the fuck you are, okay? It is very much being self-aware, okay? It is very much doing and saying what you want to do, when you want to do it, and just being yourself. You know what I'm saying? I think that a lot of us, you know, me, I have done it before. We always tend to not say or do the things we want to do because we're always worried about somebody else's opinion, worrying about, oh, am I going to get clowned for this? They're going to say this about me, how people react, how my mom feel, how my dad feel. Listen, all my friends that know me, period, they know I'd be real quick to say, fuck them people. Yes. Welcome to She Knows, okay? Welcome to She Knows, where she knows that she got a potty mouth, honey, because I damn sure be cussing. It is what it is. But but yeah, it's just being you, being who you are, owning who you are, and not caring what other people have to say about it, you know, and that's why I said I want to talk to the girls that's going back to school, because I know when I was going back, when I was in school, I loved to do crazy looks, like, I had vampire nails, y'all. I know y'all like, what the fuck is vampire nails? It means my pinky and the finger next to my thumb had fangs, ho. And my other two, they had the little pointy nails. Okay, so I called them fangs. And the two in the middle was like the regular teeth. So it was like cut square. And the fangs had a little blood on them. That's how weird I was. My mom was like, you can't have your nails like that. It was graduation pictures. I didn't give a fuck. She's like, you can't. I said, I want that. That's what I want. You feel me? Like, I was just always doing what I wanted to do and however I wanted to do it and when I wanted to do it. I didn't care. I did not worry about fitting in the crowd. Did not care about fitting in the crowd, okay? And I feel like those who try to fit into the crowd always, get left behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, always blend in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be a trendsetter. You know what I'm saying? I was a trendsetter, honey. Okay? Trendsetter. But I know that when I wanted to do those things, I was like, well, what are people going to think about you? People going to clown you? Da-da-da-da. Who? Fuck them people. Fuck them people. Because guess what? You have to live with you. Yeah. You have to live with you. I mean, a lot of people come in and out of your life. A lot of people are not guaranteed. Like, yeah, you had mommy and daddy. You know what I mean? They gave birth to you. And, you know, you're going to be stuck with them for a couple years or whatever. But mommy and daddy going to die. You know, I know y'all want to hear this. But they're going to pass away. Hopefully not soon. Damn sure later. But, yeah, they're going to pass away. And, you know, you are always going to be with you. You are stuck to you 24/7. Like, even your shadow leave you at a time, but you don't leave you. You get what I'm trying to say? So being as though that you always have to deal with you, you must be comfortable with who the fuck you are. And you must be able to live your life however you want to live your life and live with no regrets, okay? Paint the world pussy pink. Ain't that what she said? She said, comfortable in my skin. Cozy with who I am. Cozy. Cozy. Did y'all like that Beyonce album? That shit was definitely fire. Just wanted to say that. And let me tell you something. Beyonce's album was definitely better than Drake's. Oh, yes, honey. Now, they are some trendsetters, okay? They are some trends. Talk about being your authentic self. You know, people was upset about Drake because of that album, but he ain't give a motherfucking fly fluck, okay? He did not care. He put that album on. He said he was going to do some house music, okay? He should have gave Jersey and Baltimore that credit, but we gonna let him slide with that one, okay? Electric slide. Let that slide, but I'm just saying. Just saying, you know, people wanted him to put out rap music. You feel me? They wanted to hear that with him and Drake, not Drake, him and Future, when they did that, what was that song when they did Life's Good? You know what I'm saying? And all the words, you know what the fuck they be saying. They be bumble rapping. I don't know what they be talking about. But yeah, that's what they wanted to hear. That's what they wanted to hear. But he gave the people what they needed to hear, okay? Just like Beyonce. They wanted to hear something like Lemonade, you feel me? You know, Let Me Upgrade, or something like that. Beyonce said, no. I don't care what y'all want. I'm going to give you what you need, honey. And that's what it is. When you are being your authentic self, you set the trend, you know? You do what other people don't do. And they start to realize that, oh, shit, I didn't think I need that, but I actually need that in my life. A lot of people need you in their life. Let me explain. A lot of people need you as in your flair, your authenticity, everything that comes with you, your seasoning, your sauce, honey. They need you. You know what I'm saying? So don't be trying to fit in with the crowd. Do what makes everybody happy. You know what I mean? Stick the fuck out like a sore thumb, ho. Stick out. Stick out. If it's something you always wanted to do, do that thing. Do it. Blocker. Don't wait for the next person to do it, because then you're going to be like a follower. Don't wait for the next person to do it it's safe to come out now because it's a trend now. Fuck trends. I don't go with trends, okay? Even when I dress, I pop the fuck out, honey. I don't know if y'all follow me on Instagram, but follow me on Instagram at Miss, that's MS period, brownstar _. Y'all know I love red. All right, if you don't know, now you know, nigga. That's my signature look. That's me. Period. Everybody know that. I pop out. My shoes, my bags, my jackets are always my pop out. Period. So, like, I could wear an all black outfit, but I'm going to have some hot pink shoes on. I'm going to have, like, a white outfit, but I'm going to have some red heels on, red bag, red lipstick. That's just my thing. You know, a lot of people don't like colorful shoes. A lot of people, when you shop in their closet, they got nudes and clear shoes and black shoes. You barely see white shoes. No, not me, ho. You come in my closet, you're going to see all the colors in the rainbow. Bitch, call me a pack of Skittles. Purr. Big pack of Skittles, okay? I love to be me. You know, and it was something that it took me a long time to be like, I'm going to just do it. Because, you know, your parents and everybody, they mean your best interest at heart, right? But they the ones that's like, I don't want you to do that because I don't want nobody to pick on you. I don't want you to do that because I don't people look at you like you're crazy. Or I don't want you to do that because nobody else does that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, nobody else is me. Nobody else is me, okay? So you got to be confident. Confident. You know, and I hope y'all getting where I'm going with this, but be very confident in who you are. Be confident in your decisions. Be confident when you walk in a room. Understand that there is no one else like you. So that's more the reason why you should be confident, because it's like, imagine you bought a dress and you bought that dress and you believe that dress is fire. And if you believe it's fire, then bitch, it's fire. Okay? You bought a dress and that shit is fire. And then the person that sold you the dress tell you, okay, this is only one dress made like this and you got it. Okay? There's nobody else with this dress. When you walk to the ball or when you walk out to the club or the hookah lounge or your high school party, I don't know, wherever you going, okay, event, you gonna walk in that bitch like you that bitch because you know that nobody else got that dress. So everybody else be like, that shit fire. You like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. And you only gonna see this over here, bitch, period. That's how you gotta walk in a room and own you, because you gotta understand that nobody else is you, okay? God only made one, honey, period. So rock that bitch. Rock it and be confident. You know what I'm saying? Confidence is what really sells it. You know what I'm saying? Confidence is what really sells it. A lot of people can go outside looking like a homeless person. But if that one person go outside like a homeless person, but she confidently wearing that bitch, somebody gonna say, that bitch is the shit. Yes. Go. That's that girl. Everyone, hey girl, you look good. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she owning it. She owning it. Your confidence is the icing on the cake. Okay? When you wear confidence, everything looks sexy. Confidence is the sexiest thing you could possibly wear. Real shit. I don't know if y'all know this guy. I think his name Glow J or something like that on TikTok. And he interviewed homeless people, right? The man blew up from that. And you know what made him blew up? Speaking of being your authentic self, all right? And not following the trend. He was the only one doing it at the time on TikTok. He was the only one. He was the only one giving out money. This man hand out money like free cheese. Okay, honey? Mm-hmm. And he ain't stingy with it. Like the Chinese people that be in the mall. You know Chinese people that be in the mall when you get little samples on a stick and you can only get one. They don't let you get more. No, no, no. This nigga was just giving out money. You get some money. Nigga was Oprah. Oprah for the homeless people. Okay? And back to story at hand. He was the first one doing that. So now you see a lot of people trying to do it. He set that trend. You know, that was that one thing in the TikTok world they didn't know they needed, but they needed it, honey. Okay. The girls need it, honey. So, he was interviewing this one homeless lady, and she used to be a prostitute. But, you know, who are we to judge? You know what I'm saying? He was interviewing this one homeless lady. She used to be a prostitute. She was walking around. She had this red lipstick. She had eyeshadow on. She wasn't dressed the best because she was homeless, but her makeup, honey, even though the makeup looked a little crazy, but her makeup made her feel pretty, and she was very confident. And when she walked out there, we was like, yes, bitch. I remember seeing her on the TikTok. I was like, she is very cozy. Cozy, okay? Comfortable in her skin. Cozy with who she is, okay? I love myself goddamn cozy. Cozy. Beyonce did that. Beyonce did that. Let's give a round of applause to Beyonce, honey. I ain't got no effects, y'all, but y'all know what I mean. Yay, Beyonce. You know, I love me some Beyonce. But yeah, she was very much giving that. And then, you know, she was saying, yes, this is my life. This is what I did. And she was, in the comments, they was like, we love her. People love people who can do the things they can, because a lot of people cannot be confident. A lot of people can't do the unthinkable. And it's, I'm going to say unthinkable. That's the wrong way to say it. A lot of people aren't bold enough to do what you do, whatever that may be, because a lot of people think it. No idea that you have, you're the first person to think that shit. Trust me, you're not. You might be the first person to execute it, but you're not the first person to do it. So that's why people be getting mad at the people, because they be like, I had that idea. She stole it. Yeah, but I did it. You know what I mean? You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song type shit, if y'all following what I'm following here. If y'all get what I'm saying here. If you get what I'm putting down here. Picking up what I'm putting down. There you go. This is 5:00 in the morning, y'all, and I'm recording. Woo, child. Y'all know how I am in the morning. I be all over the place. But, yeah, the message is just be your authentic self. When I got on this mic, my mother told me, don't cuss like a sailor. You need to sound like this. Try to talk real professional. And, you know, you need to talk like this to get an older crowd. And, you know, and I said to myself, I'm going to be who the fuck I am. And they gonna like it or they ain't. You know what I mean? Somebody's gonna listen to this and be like, yo, this is what I needed. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna be like, yo, she relatable. She cool as hell. Because a lot of people get on these mics and they pretend to be somebody they ain't. Yeah. They do. Like, don't get me wrong. Vicky and Miss Brownstone, two different people. You feel me? Vicky is me, right? Y'all know me. Y'all know my real name. Vicky is me. I am Vicky. However, Miss Brownstone is my alter ego. And Miss Brownstone comes out. Oh yeah, she comes out. She's still a part of me, but she comes out. Now there's people who get on mics and they ain't even who the fuck they pretend to be on mic at all. Like it ain't even a little bit of that in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, own who you are, be who you are, talk the way you want to talk, carry yourself the way you want to carry yourself, and your tribe will find you. And that's with social media, that's just with life. You know what I'm saying? Your tribe will always, there's always an audience, honey, for everyone, okay? There's always your lane. My best friend always tell me that. When I first started podcasting, I was like, what if they don't like me? He's like, not like you, how? Really? You got an audience, trust me. They gonna find you. And I'm like, you right, nigga. So yeah. I wanted to talk about, brought up school, right? I wanted to talk about school because I got sidetracked if I talk and I don't be writing my stuff down. I just be off the dome, right? I wanted to talk about school because when we are in school, I notice that we wanna fit in with the popular crowd. I've been in school in a very long time, but I remember how there were certain girls that, you know, I just was like, that bitch is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least it seemed that way. And I remember, like, looking at the way they dress, looking at the way they act, you know, they had the dudes with nice cars and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, but they was popular in that world. You know what I mean? Like, in high school. When you graduate high school, the motherfuckers, they are washed up. Fat and smoke the fuck out. I'm sorry, y'all. So I always tell y'all that, like, don't be hyped about the shit y'all see in high school. These girls that seem they got it going on. These dudes that seem they got it going on. Because when they graduate, 3 years after that, they're going to be in the toilet. And you're going to be like, damn, day, what happened? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in high school, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't even big up their head or sweat them. But the point I'm trying to make is, in high school, you look at them and it seems like, oh, I want to be in with the inner crowd. I want to fit in that world and da 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 da. No, bitch, don't do it. Don't do it. And if you are already in the inner crowd, try to stand out. Always try to stand out and always do what you want to do and not care what other people think. Period, point blank. Don't let other people stop you from what you want to do. And don't let the hate discourage you, because people going to say a lot of things about you, no matter what. If you're doing good, they're going to talk. If you're doing bad, they're going to talk. If you're doing, I don't know. They're going to talk regardless. So why don't you just do you? Right? Like, I mean, no matter which way I go, which lane I go, I'm going to get bad mouth. So why don't I just do me? You know what I'm saying? Like, just do you. And at least at the end of the day, you lived your life saying, I could say I tried that. I'd rather live my life doing all the things I wanted to do and being who I am and be happy and say, I tried that, rather than say, I always wanted to do it and I just never did it. That sucks. And then you get kids and then now you gotta, like, live through your kids and shit. Like, oh, I always wanted to be, you know, this, but I never had the courage to do it. My kid is doing this and I could live through them. Like, I don't want to live like that. No, sir. So, don't. Don't live that way. Being your authentic self is very fulfilling. Like, there's nothing that makes me happier in the world than to say that I made a decision or I did something that I thought at the time was best for me and that pleased me in that moment. I didn't do this decision or did something because of somebody else. And now I have to live in this life doing it. And I have to live with what I did. You know what I mean? And they could go on and do whatever the fuck they want to do, but I got to live in it. For instance, if you're working at a job, right? Oh my God, this is a good one. This just came to me. All right, for instance, right? I don't think I said this. I'm going to tell y'all this now. This is new news. Okay, remember I said the Mercury was fucking me up? All right, so I'm going to tell y'all this. All right, so for instance, you're working at a job, right? And y'all know me. I'm a microbiologist, right? I think I told y'all that. So I'm only, how old am I? 26. I make good money to be 26, okay? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of my friends back home, as in Jersey, okay? Y'all know I'm from. Back home, and some of my friends in Baltimore, they're around my age or older, and they're not touching the amount of money that I touch, right? So when I get up every day and I go to work, and I hate getting up to go to work, it's not my thing, right? Because I feel like, and when I try to explain to my friends, that was fucking crazy, but hear me out. I feel like I'm exchanging my time for money. And money you can always make back. But my time, I can never get my time back. So that shit just don't, something about it just don't feel right in my stomach. You know what I'm saying? So I had this one job. It's a shitty job. Okay? It's a shitty company, pharmaceutical company. It was not the best. They was recently on the news, okay? But I wasn't working there when they did what they did. So, yeah, just saying. I ain't gonna say their name, but if y'all know, y'all know, okay? So, I was working for this pharmaceutical company, and they had fucked up a major deal with Johnson & Johnson. And at the time, because they fucked up the deal with Johnson & Johnson, they wasn't getting the clients, the contracts they usually get. Nobody was trying to get their vaccines because they fucked that shit up. So nobody was trusting their work because their quality was bad. You know what I'm saying? And one thing about medical field, you know what I mean? You don't want to put something in your body that ain't, you know, quality control A1 day one, because it could throw you the fuck off, if y'all get what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, if you get a vaccine and, you know, the number one ingredients to not put in the vaccine is bacon, and I was baking in that shit, and then you give it to my dirty fucking bacon, I ain't breaking out. You know what I'm saying? Something stupid like that. But that's just an instance of what it is, right? And so they had messed up their contract with Johnson & Johnson or whatever, and I ended up coming in there to work there. And now, the company, because they fucked up, they ain't getting no clientele, honey. So it's like washing paint dry. And I'm still getting paid good money. But I told my friends, I'm like, yo, I can't be here. Like, I literally just sat at a desk. Like, I didn't do no fucking work because, you know, they fucked up Johnson & Johnson, honey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck up Johnson & Johnson. Fuck up Johnson & Johnson. So I'm just sitting there watching paint dry. And I remember telling my friends, like, I can't do this shit. I can't do this shit. Like, this is so fucking boring. Like, I feel like I'm giving my time for a paycheck, and I could have been doing something else with my time. And my friends was like, what? You're living your best life. You're getting paid good money. Half of us don't make more than $15 an hour. And you just sitting there at a desk collecting a fucking check. Like, come on now. You should be upstairs and something and clean up or you know, take notes or try to do what you want to do. Do it at home. I mean, do it on the job. Here's my thing. My creativity, the things I do, like sewing and talking on the mic and my tarot cards and all that, I cannot do in the job. You know what I mean? Like, imagine me walking in there with a big-ass ring light and a mic and a sewing machine. Look at me, what the fuck? You feel me? Like, I can't do that shit on the job. Like, what the fuck? But my friends are just so upset. Like, oh my God, you're complaining about it. Da-da-da-da. And my job to them was the ideal job. And eventually, I ended up leaving that company, and I went to another company, still doing microbiology, right? But I had to get up early in the morning, and it was like 9 hours, and I didn't like the people. And even if I did like the people, I still wouldn't like the job, because it was something about exchanging my time for money that just didn't feel right in my soul. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't feel right in my soul. So my friends was just like, oh, why are you complaining? It's a good job. Da-da-da-da. Well, y'all, tell y'all something. Y'all know who I work for now? I work for my sissies. Because it just ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all don't have no pension and y'all ain't got no, you know, 401k and y'all got no health benefits and shit like that. But I'd rather get up every day and do what makes me happy, you know, than to get up every day and do what I fucking hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where it's a situation where you can't let what other people say dictate what you want to do. Because if I let other people say dictate what I'm going to do, then guess what? I'd have been living a life that they would love, but I would be hating it every day. If I listened to my friends, I would constantly be getting up and going to this job and loving this job. You know, not even loving it, hating the job, because I don't like nothing about it, but I'll get up every day and go to work and I will hate the job, but I'll only be doing it because everybody in society and my friends, oh, this is a good job. Girl, that's a good job. You ought to stay with that job. They got good benefits, girl. You make good money for your age. I could be making more, but you know what I'm saying? You make good money for your age. That's a good job. And I'm getting up every day, and I hate it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm up every day and I hate it. And I picked that for my life based off what other people think. But I'm the one that got to live in that life. And when you're upset and you're crying and you're miserable and you're dealing with the shit that you don't want to deal with because you made a decision for somebody else, they're not there with you. You only have yourself when you're going through those moments. You get what I'm saying? So you should make decisions based for you, because if you fall on your face, you only have you. If you weeping, you only have you. You know what I mean? No matter what the decision you make, you're going to go through it alone. So you should make the decision that makes you happy, right or wrong, right? So don't listen to what other people think. That's really a big part of being your authentic self. Don't listen to what other people think, because they're not going to, it's not beneficial in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not beneficial at all in the long run. Another thing is too, with being your authentic self, is like, you really gotta own, and I know y'all keep hearing me say this, but like, you gotta own your past. I like to say monetize it, but owning your past is because when you go through, like when you in church and everybody be saying their testimony, and they say their testimony, you are not the only person that went through that. So you should get out there any chance you get and tell people what you've been through and own that shit. Yeah, I was fucked up. Yeah, I've been through this, but look at me now. Ooh, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. He delivered. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the pastors be, that's my testimony. I was addicted to porn. I was a homeless man living in my car. I didn't have nothing. Not a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. I was a dusty, using women for money. Shibbala, 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 shibbala. But the Lord, I say, the Lord saved me. That's how the pastors be. But the Lord saved me. If I could do it, you could too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody start falling out. And they start hitting. They be doing all that. I'm silly. But yeah, that's what you should do. Being your authentic self is doing what the fuck you want to do when you want to do it. Being true to who you are. Don't change who you are to make anybody feel comfortable. Only person that needs to be comfortable is you and your skin. Okay? Cozy. Cozy. Only person that needs to be comfortable is you. Period. Okay? Don't try to be a people pleaser. Be a you pleaser. Because you stuck with you, bitch. Be a you pleaser. Period. And own the motherfucking flaws, because they are what makes you, you. What makes you imperfect is what makes you perfect. That sounds crazy as shit. And I ain't even drinking. But no, what makes you imperfect makes you beautiful in your own way. That is what makes you you. Okay? Like them stretch marks on your booty, bitch. That is what makes you you. Okay? Owning your past, because your past is what helped you, it will help define who you are now. And you are not the only person in the world. I know people don't believe this. You're the only person in the world that have been through that. Trust me, if you tell your story, there'd be like 20 other people, maybe more than that, that's like, that happened to me, bitch. Yes, I'm happy I ain't the only one. I'm proud to talk about it now because you came out. Sometimes you gotta be the trendsetter. I told you, y'all gotta give the world what they need that they didn't even know they need, honey. They didn't know they needed She Knows, but now they know. If you don't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying? But now they know. You know what I mean? So, be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. Do it how you want to do it. Do it like it's your B-day. Period. Period. Now I'm hearing Jocelyn in my head. I'm riding like a rodeo. But yeah, do it like it's your B-day. Do it like it's your B-day. Yeah, do you, regardless. Because like I said, only you is stuck with you, period. You know, and that means if you want to wear colorful hair, whatever, express yourself. You know what I mean? If you want to quit your fucking job to work for yourself and follow your dreams, do that. If you want to go to school one day wearing a bow tie, bitch, and nobody else wear bow ties, you wear a fucking bow tie, bitch. You know what I mean? Just just do what makes you happy, because you only get one life, and life is limited. Life is limited. So, with that being said, you should do whatever your heart desires and not worry about how they make other people feel or how other people may view you, because you're not on this earth for people to like you, you know? And you're not on this earth to make people comfortable. Only person that should be fucking comfortable is you. I'll be damned if I don't do something to make the next motherfucker feel comfortable and I'm walking around uncomfortable. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. It's like somebody buying you some shoes that's smaller than your fucking size, and you just wearing them because you don't want to hurt their feelings, because they bought you these shoes and they probably spent their last, so you don't want to tell them that it hurt, and you know they can't afford to buy you no new shoes or whatever case be. So you just keep wearing them. I don't know. This is exaggeration, but get what I'm saying. So you just keep wearing them. And you smiling like, I love the shoes. But you just don't like them because they don't fit. And they probably not your style. I don't know. But you just, I love the shoes. But your big toe is hurting you like a bitch. Every day we wear them bitches. Your big toe hurt, bitch. You got to ball your toes up so you could feel like you got some room so your feet don't hit the top of the shoe. Y'all know them days. Stop it. And you just doing it just to please them. But you in pain. And when you take them shoes off, you probably gonna have some bunions that you gotta live with for the rest of your life. All to make a motherfucker comfortable. And they walking around in their shoes, carefree. I'll be damned. So this episode won't be long, ladies. I'm actually wrapping this up. All right. So I hope this helps somebody in some type of way. I know I was rambling a little bit. You know, I had to get my feet back wet, get used to getting back on this mic. So as always, ladies, keep it clatchet, and I look forward to hearing from you guys tomorrow.